Republic of Ireland versus Netherlands, live from Porky Cueve
on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.
Amber, you gave the whole country a moment I suppose we'll never ever forget against Scotland a couple of years ago. I think you might have done the same just there again. Talk us through that goal.
Yeah, it was, to be honest, mad. Still a bit mad, to be honest. It's just, I don't think I've had a minute to breathe since I've come in. But we set out to win the game, and I think that the last 20 minutes when they came back to 2-2, that the changes we made, the way we were playing, we were still looking to win the game. That never changed, and in these types of games it only takes one chance, and we were lucky enough at the end to get it. But still, like, that was a tight game today, and unbelievable side. Like, they kept going and they were on top of us the whole time at parts in the second half, and we had to ride the wave and we had to be very resilient and we had to dig deep, and we did. And thank God we got another one at the end, because I think if it had gone to 3-3, I think everybody would have just wondered what else do we need to do, you know.
What does Carla say to you when you're coming on? Because obviously Abby and Ciara played absolutely brilliantly in their moments on the pitch. So what is she saying to you in those minutes?
I think that it's very simple. It's to do exactly what the two girls did for 65, 70 minutes. I think that it doesn't matter who is starting and who is playing, that when they do a job as well as the two girls did, the ones that come on to replace them have to do equally as good, if not a better job, to make sure that we win the game. And I think when Carla put us on, like she said, that she said the aim is to win the game, and she said do whatever we need you to do to win the game. And if that had been defending a little bit deeper, if that had been holding the ball up, you know, whatever's needed for the team, and scoring a winner, I suppose, isn't a bad shout either.
Talk to the goal then, because obviously the ball comes across the box and you're there at the back post. Is that just striker instincts? Is that just you figuring out as the ball's coming across where it is to be?
I think we kind of looked at it during the week a wee bit about that when the ball went to one side of the goal, that they were in a way we could find gaps in their second post area. But I do think it is a wee bit of a striker's instinct that when the ball comes back across the goal, you get yourself in front of the goal at all times. And you know, like, it's the smallest of touch, like it's just to be in the right position. It could have been anybody, but I think if that ball had come back across and nobody had made that move and that ball goes out for a goal kick, you know, it'd be one of those moments you'd be thinking, you know, I should have been there. And you know, thankfully it wasn't the case today.
We saw the conditions. It's pretty poor, to put it mildly, I think. Yeah. We saw the moments at the end, maybe when it showed what it really, really means to yourself and the team and the fans. There was over 12,000 today, and let's be honest, terrible conditions. How important is that support?
Oh my God, the fans are unbelievable. We always talk about when we come into... when we come into the Aviva and we're driving in, you can see all the fans on the way in. It was the same today on the drive through Cork. People in, you know, in the pub, you know, along the people working on the street, you know, people, construction people, in as soon as they see the bus, like the waving and like the frantic and giving it the fist and everything. And there's no words for it. It actually, I always get quite emotional on the way in, and it's, you know, it's not a softness about me, it's just that I know how lucky I am to be in the position I am, and I'm so immensely proud to wear that, like, to wear that jersey on my back is something I'm so, so grateful to be able to do. And, you know, the support, we wouldn't be anywhere without the support. You know, 12,000 people in the worst type of weather Ireland could give you, and we made it one of the best days possible. And the fact that they were all there screaming her name right until the end, even coming in, there were still ones out front row getting absolutely drenched, but they didn't care. And I'm so proud and so grateful for the fans. We honestly wouldn't be where we are without them.
I think every single fan is so grateful that you're wearing the green jersey as well every time that you do. Just looking ahead to Tuesday, it's essentially a straight knockout between Ireland and France. You're going to be coming against a lot of people that you've obviously played in France so far this season. How much are you looking forward to that game, and what's kind of the strategy you're going to be going into that now?
Yeah, well, I think we knew that winning tonight just give us a final basically on Tuesday. We're not in any way underestimating the French in the slightest, like it's not that way at all, but we know now that we can go for it. We've nothing to lose. Like, I think initially when we came out of the group, it was don't finish fourth because you go through the more difficult playoff route, you know. And I think having that pressure come off us as well, the more we kind of got into the two results in the last camp were extremely important. Now tonight, look, we've nothing to lose. We've absolutely nothing to lose. And you know, you kind of reflect back to the first two games of the campaign, you know, if they'd have been a little bit differently, what kind of position we would have been in. But hindsight's a funny thing. Like, we're all ready to go for Tuesday. We'll throw everything at it, and regardless of the result, we'll either be going to the World Cup or we'll be preparing to make sure we do qualify for the World Cup. So I think we're in a very good position and the best position we could be in.
And we're congratulating the goal tonight, and I think it'd be remiss of me not to say that every single Ireland person right now thanks you for your contributions time and time again. Thanks, Amber. Carla, where do you start after that one? I mean, you take it away because I don't know where to go with that.
Immensely proud. I think this group deserve a lot of credit. We talk about mentality, character, resilience. This group has got all of that. And I said to him earlier, and I said to him this morning, and I say to him probably every day, you've got to believe we can play against anyone in the world. You've got to believe that we can compete. And listen, at 2-2, we didn't want to settle. Hence why we put every single forward we had on the pitch and sacrificed, you know, defending type players for attack minded players. And we thought, well, why not? Let's go for it. And yeah, it paid off. Thank God.
Before we get to those scenes at the end, talk us through Abby Larkin and Kira Caruso's performance before they come off. Both chipped in with goals. Yeah. Both had a hand in each other's goals as well.
Yeah, they were outstanding. Everyone was outstanding tonight. Those that don't play, they support the players. Those that do play, those that come on, you know, they've all done tremendously well. And the entire squad, and that goes for the staff as well. I've got an unbelievable backroom staff, and every single person, staff, player, they all play their part. And if someone didn't, you know, we wouldn't get that. You know, we wouldn't get those performances tonight. So that's a credit to everybody.
Before we get on to the goal, a word for the defence tonight. I thought Caitlin Hayes and Anna Patton headed away absolutely every single ball that came into them.
Listen, they've been great ever since I come in, but this campaign they've really gone to a whole new level, haven't they? They've been absolutely outstanding, and a credit to them.
Amber Bard at the end, I mean, she gave us scenes we're never ever going to forget against Scotland. She might have just done it again.
It's funny because I looked at the bench at 2-2 and I said, we're going to win this. I said, we're going to win this. And when she went through on goal, I had reminiscence of her going through on goal against Scotland, but then it was a couple of minutes later she goes and scores the winner. But delighted for her, delighted for the group, delighted for everybody involved.
The weather played its part as well. I mean, we saw you down on the sideline getting absolutely soaked. I don't think you'll care about it one bit after that, though.
No, I don't. But yeah, listen, we've got to refocus. We've got to reset. We've got to keep working hard. We've got three big days ahead of us to get prepared for France, and we will, because feet on the ground, lots to do to play against another very good team.
Just looking ahead to that game briefly, I know probably you want to digest this before you look ahead to that, but essentially it's going to be a straight shootout between Ireland and France for a direct place in the World Cup. If you got offered that at the start of League A, I presume you would have snapped your hand off for it. How are you going to approach it now?
Same way as we would have approached it, no matter what. Look, we want to go and try and win the game. When I came in, I said we want to play and compete against these teams, and we've done that tremendously well. But we have to go there and give everything. And honestly, I wouldn't want to play against this Ireland team.
Carla, thanks very much for tonight.
Thank you.
The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is happening now. Save up to $1,000 on Beautyrest Black adjustable sets and experience next level comfort and support. Plus, enjoy free white glove delivery and setup. But hurry, deals this big won't last long. Only at Sleep Outfitters.
Abby, a huge win. I don't think we can really underestimate that enough. Talk us through maybe that first half, your involvement in the first goal and then the goal itself. What's the manager saying to you when you're going out in a strike partnership with Kira tonight?
Yeah, obviously me and Kira have played a few times together. I know we're inside and out, so like we play so well together, you know. We were just, you know, Carla was saying, just go out with positivity, we've nothing to lose. You know, we're the underdogs and like we want to prove that we can be as good as the teams like this. So we done so well. I think we definitely were so patient in our defensiveness, and we pounced on moments that we had, and we definitely finished our chances, which is way better than what we had before. So we definitely improved quite like a lot.
Talk to your goal then in the second half. Yeah. I think people were getting kind of reminiscent of the Belgium goal again, coming from that angle.
Yeah.
What was going to your head when the balls played through?
Yeah, I mean, I seen Maz, she was running down the wing, and you know, I always know she's going to hit it, and she had pressure on her, so I seen that she was going to go front post. So yeah, just, you know, it's a striker's instinct to always do that. So yeah, I mean, pounced front post and, you know, tried to catch it off with my toe, and I did, and look, enough went in, so yeah, it was class.
What are your emotions like when you come off the pitch? Obviously, yourself and Ciara put in an absolutely brilliant shift, and then it's maybe out of your hands for the following 20 minutes or so. What's that like, sitting on the bench and watching that on with the rest of the fans in the wind and the rain?
Yeah, I mean, the girls that were coming on, they always like know their job, and I mean, we always trusted them. So when they came on, we knew that it wasn't going to change anything. And obviously, a goal went in, which was unlucky. But you know, we have Amber, so she got her big toe to it again, as she did in Scotland. So yeah, no, we always trust in each other, and I think people coming on, no fear about it. So
the conditions were pretty horrible, I think it's fair to say. You had 12,500 fans out watching you in that as well. How much does that support mean, especially when there's conditions like that out there?
Yeah, 100%. Fair play to the fans that came out. You know, they come out through the toughest times, and you know, it's belting down here in Cork. So yeah, I mean, fair play to them. You know, we all love the fans, and the support they gave us tonight was outrageous. So yeah, credit to them.
I'm sure you want to appreciate that as much as you can, and the player of the match, but I mean, we have to look ahead to Tuesday. It's essentially a straight knockout between Ireland and France to qualify for the World Cup. How tantalising of a prospect is that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a big moment for us, and I think we're just going to take it with both hands. I think we definitely need to go off and improve on a lot more things, and you know, we're just going to put our heads down now, work hard, you know, prove that we can do it. We've done it tonight, so what to say we can't do it tomorrow, the next game. So
Abby, congratulations tonight. Best luck on Tuesday.
Thank you. Thanks, Mo.
Ciara, you've had a little bit of time to maybe process what happened out there. Yeah. Sum us up your thoughts for us at the moment.
I would say that my thoughts are, earlier today we felt like we'd be in this position right now. Like we felt there's just feeling amongst us that we knew we'd be winning this game here in Cork. And so it kind of feels like a manifested moment, honestly. Deja vu.
Before we go through maybe what happened, can we just touch on that? Because I think people all around have been talking about both times the Netherlands scored, no one in the stands really felt like Ireland weren't going to get a foothold back in that game again, score again. It's nice to know maybe you felt it on the pitch as well as everyone in the stands. It was a collective belief in that.
Oh, 100%. I think it was like hard done by with the penalty at the moment it came from, and with like, you know, the environment and the wind, you're just thinking, oh, like, and another day, like that could really take it out of a team. But I told Abby Larkin it was absolute cinema, her scoring within, what, 90 seconds of the penalty, to the point where like it was like one of those turning points of like, this is not something like Ireland typically can do or can make happen. And we always knew, of course we can always do that. We can always make that happen. Like Abby Larkin comes up big time in big moments. Like that's not a crazy thing. Like Marissa with chasing a ball down after, you know, you're thinking, oh, maybe we hold the tie. And it's like, no, we're going for it. We have multiple bodies in the box. Amber Barrett putting her body into the line, throwing herself and the ball into the back of the net in the 89th minute. Like that's always, always among in us. And like teams kind of underestimate that.
Talk to your goal at first. You've had many goals where you blast the ball in the back of net. This one was a little bit more crest into the bottom corner.
Yes, a little bit of finesse. I said when Abby laid that ball through, again, so impressive from not just expecting her second striker to be there. Very, very unselfish. But I knew I would score it beforehand. Like, again, it was just one of those moments where you're like, you're thinking, goalkeeper's out and all I gotta do is place it. It's just gotta be in a corner, and a goal is a goal. And you score some crazy ones, you score some beautiful ones, and you score ones that a nine just needs to score. And again, today was one of those goals that a nine just needed to score, and happy to be there to do it.
We spoke to Abby Larkin. She said she knows you inside out. And as soon as she knew she was going to be starting up, she was buzzing, looking forward to it. Do you feel the same?
Oh, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Like, again, like she, oh gosh, Abby is like, she is my sister at this point. But no, truly, like we said it before the game, like there is something when we play off one another, the way we speak to one another, the way we ride a game out, you're just riding the ebbs and flows of big moments. And we really do feed off each other so well. And again, I I've seen so much of her development of her play. Like, she's getting balls into her where she's having to hold up the ball, win headers when she can. And that those are things that Abby has really developed in her game, and I've learned to understand about her. But again, a mutual relationship between the team and this one too. A mutual relationship that you really just need between strikers. And yeah, and so again, like for her to come in this campaign, in these moments, to start two different games and be able to play off strikers like myself, like an Emily Murphy, like it's incredible. It's a testament to her as a player.
the woman who just walked by us. I mean, she gave us all a moment a couple of years ago against Scotland. I think she might have done it again tonight.
So the funniest thing is that earlier in the week, Amber had asked me my favourite Ireland memory. She's like, oh, what's your favourite Ireland memory? And I told her, I was like, your big toe against Scotland. And she's like, ah, oh, stop it. And then she scored that goal tonight, and I looked her dead in the eyes and I said, this is my new favourite memory with Ireland, okay? We just made this happen. But again, it just was all a part of like the journey to this game right now. It just was always felt like we would be able to do it, make it happen. And yeah, and God, Amber Verrett knows how to make a scene.
Obviously, one of the benefits tonight, it's already a great result. It's already a brilliant result for everyone here and the fans and the stands. But you get now the prospect of Tuesday, yeah, a straight shootout with France, and the winner qualifies directly for the World Cup.
Yeah.
How much are you looking forward to that?
Oh, it's everything. I mean, it's historic. It's a big moment. But again, we've made history before. We've played big moments. And it's in our control. It's in our hands. And we said this whole campaign, we want to be in a moment where we can control what we can control. And I'm happy to know that we're going into Tuesday knowing that we are playing for it all.
Kira, thanks for being here tonight. Best luck on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
Republic of Ireland versus Netherlands, live from Porky Cueve
on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.